When the evening sun goes down, you will find me hanging round. Oh, the night life ain't no good life, but it's my life. Many people just like me, dreaming of old used to be. Oh, the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Well, listen to the blues they're playing. What the blues are saying. Mine is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. The nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life.
Good evening, folks. That was Ray Price with Nightlife, and that means you're listening to Nightlife with Josh Nolan right here on 104.9 WSKV. We've got a good night in store for you. New stuff, old stuff, stuff you heard, stuff you haven't, songs you may want to listen to on repeat, and tunes you may never want to hear again. But I'd like to start off the evening with a top 10 list. Top 10 birthdays in film and television, no particular order. Except for maybe AJ, who knows? I don't know. It's all for the bit. Number 10. Born in 1946, from Married with Children to Modern Family, Ed O'Neill. Number 9, 1947, from The Wonder Years, Dan Lauria. Number 8, 1956, filmmaker of The Motorcycle Diaries, Walter Salles. Number 6, playing Lorna Devon from the soap opera Another World. Born in 1968, Alicia Coppola. Number 5, from Beverly Hills, 90210, born in 1971, Shannon Doherty. Number 4, Wendy Peppercorn from The Sandlot. Born in 1974, Marley Shelton. Hold on. Gotta keep this going, yes. Number 3, My So-Called Life, Claire Danes, 1979. Number 2, Saoirse Ronan. And number 1, 1947, 74 years old. The number one film and television birthday is David Letterman. Sorry, that was all for the bit. Top 10. I'm sorry. I had to do it. Yeah, okay. Anyways, here's some big star.
Nighttime, I go out and see the people. Echoes cool, I'm hurrying on my way. And dressings are sweet, all the people to see. They're looking at me, all the people to see. And when I set my eyes on you, you look like you're kidding. And when you're in the moon, oh, you look so pretty. Caught a glance in your eyes and fell through the skies. Glance in your eyes and fell through the skies.
Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft upon my skin like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care who's right or wrong. I don't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight. And it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through tonight. Lord, it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through tonight.
runs the wall in the nighttime, yes. I climb to the window and down to the street. I'm shining like a new dime. The downtown trends are full of all those Brooklyn girls that try so hard to break out of their little worlds. Now you wave your hand and the scattered luck goes. They have nothing that will ever capture your heart. They're just thorns without the careful of them in the dark. Oh, if I was the one you chose to be your only one. Oh, yeah. Can't you hear me now? Can't you hear me now? I see you tonight. Stand by the light of the four-way. You watch a massive fall. Oh, baby, they all have heart attacks. They stay at the carnival, but they'll never win you back. I see you tonight. Run on downtown dread. Every night.
Gonna start out in a way that I like to start out often, with some birthdays. Obviously today is David Letterman's birthday. Also it's Tiny Tim's birthday. But I'm not going to make you listen to that whole song. Better yet, it's Vince Gill's birthday.
Well, it's raining down in Houston. I got a hole in both my shoes. Baby's put me on the street. She says I'm through with you. But she thinks I'm going to miss her. Someone tell her that she's wrong. I'm going back to Oklahoma, boys, cause that's where I belong. I need one good ride, I'll be satisfied. Come on, Oklahoma, for tonight. If we roll all night, she'll be coming in sight. Come on, Oklahoma, for tonight. Well, now I don't need no Texas girl, no. dogging me around. Well, I may be an Okie son, but I've still been to town. Well, those Oklahoma City girls, they always treat you right. Well, tell mama and them I'm coming home and I'm leaving out tonight. I need one good ride.
Man, he sure can play the guitar. It was Vince Gill, Oklahoma Borderline. More birthdays, more birthdays. Helen Forrest. Here's Mad About That Boy.
Mad about the boy. I know it's stupid to be mad about the boy. I'm so ashamed of it, but must admit the sleepless nights I've had about the boy. On a silver screen, he melts my foolish heart in every single scene. Though I'm quite aware that here and there are traces of the cat about the boy. Lord knows I'm not a fool, girl. I really shouldn't care. Lord knows not a schoolgirl in the flurry of her first fare. Will it ever cloy this odd diversity of misery and joy? I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all
we'll be right back. falls behind. It's been just one of those years. And he picks up the gang at the usual places to hear the soundtrack of their lives. Oh yeah, they're rolling downtown to hear that rock and roll music. Well, it may not save the world, but it helps them survive.
Born in 1944, on this day, that was John Kay, lead singer of Steppenwolf. That was from the album Live in Louisville, Rock and Roll Rebels, Louisville, Kentucky, just to be clear, to be ever clear. Born in 1962, Art Alexakis, I have absolutely no idea how to say his last name, lead singer of Everclear. Here was a pretty big hit from my teenage years.
Hey, ain't life hey.
Wonderful.
Isn't it wonderful?
Isn't everything wonderful
now?
I know a bad. Close my eyes and I count to 10. Hope it's over when I open them. I want the things that I had before, like a Star Wars poster on my bedroom door. I wish I could count to 10, make everything be wonderful again. Hope my mom and I hope my dad will figure out why they get so mad. Hear them scream, I hear them fight. They say bad words and make me wanna cry.
Please don't tell me everything is wonderful now. I go to school and I'm on.
Let's see. Born in 1964, Amy Ray, half of Indigo Girls. Here's Closer to Fine.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable. And lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. And I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find. Yeah, closer I.
Also today, birthdays, born in 1940, 81 years old today. 81, the great, greatest of all time, the GOAT, as they call people now, Mr. Herbie Hancock. Here's 4 a.m. from the album, Mr. Hands.
Thank you.
Herbie Hancock, 4 a.m. Check out that bass line, huh? Any guesses as to who that was? Pretty obvious. Jaco Pastorius. That guy, you know, he was, I think even self-appointed, was the greatest bass player in the world. Let's talk about bass players for a little bit, eh? Just because, you know, bass is cool. I think bass is the unsung hero. People don't talk about bassists very often. Let's see, which bass player do we want to go with next? Let's do Wolf Peck. Wolf Peck's bassist, Joe Dart. What a guy. You know what? Let's go back, actually. Let's go with Jaco. Let's keep sticking with Jaco. Let's do... Jaco played bass all over Don Juan's Reckless Daughter, the Joni Mitchell album. So let's check that one out. Here's Talk to Me from Joni Mitchell.
There was a moon and a street lamp. I didn't know I drank such a lot till I pissed a tequila and a corner the full length of the parking lot. Oh, I talk too loose. Again, I talk too open and free. I pay a high price for my open talking like you do for your silent mystery. Come and talk to me. Please talk to me. Talk to me, talk to me, Mr. Mystery. We could talk about Martha. We could talk about landscapes. I'm not above gossip, but I'll sit on a secret where honor is at stake. Or we could talk about power. About Jesus and Hitler and Howard Hughes or Charlie Chaplin's movies or Bergman's Nordic Blues. Please just talk to me. Any old thing you choose, just come and talk to me. Mr. Mystery, talk to me. Like a fool, I'd listen. You could talk like a sage. Anyway, the best of my mind all goes down on the strings and the page. That mind picks up all these pictures. It still gets my feet up to dance, even though it's covered with keloids from the slings and arrows of outrageous romance. I stole that from Willie the Shake. You know, either a borrower or a lender fee. Romeo, Romeo, talk to me. Is your silence that golden? Are you comfortable in it? Is it the key to your freedom or is it the bars on the prison? Are you gagged by your ribbons? Are you really exclusive or just miserly? Spend every sentence as if it was marked currency. Come and spend some on me. Shut me up and talk to me. I'm always talking. Chicken squawking. Please talk to me. Ooh.
Joni Mitchell, Talk to Me. Jaco Pastorius, pretty obvious bass lines. Pretty obviously him. Okay, so here, now let's get to the Wolf Peck. Joe Dart, modern day bass player. This is a much newer band. Here is a funky,
funky tune, El Chepe, from Wolfpack, The Beautiful Game. Ba-da-da-da. So groovy. El Chepe, Wolfpack. Nate Smith plays drums for Wolfpack often. Not on that track, but whatever.
He did also play on the Paul Simon album In the Blue Light. Came out a couple years ago. Was it a couple years ago? Yes, 2018. In the Blue Light, it's mostly older Paul Simon songs that he sort of reimagined, so to speak. Here is One Man's Ceiling. There's Another Man's Floor. I think it was on... Was that on There Goes Rhyme and Simon? I think it was. I'm asking myself questions that I can't answer. Anyhow, yeah, here's Paul Simon. One Man's Ceiling is Another Man's Floor, featuring Nate Smith of Wolfpack.
There's been some hard feelings here about some words that were said. Hard feelings and what is wrong. There was a bloody purple nose and some bloody purple clothes that were messing up the lobby floor. It's just apartment house rules, so all you apartment house fools, remember one man's ceiling is another man's floor. One man's ceiling is another man's floor. There's been some strange goings on, and some folks have come and gone, like the elevator man, you know. Remember, one man's ceiling is another man's floor. One man's ceiling is another man's floor. There's an alley in the back of my building where some people
county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for tall lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than won't you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. The Wichita lineman is still on the
Wichita lineman, we all know that one, Glenn Campbell. Speaking of the bass players, little Carol Kay, great bass player, played on a bajillion songs. Wichita Lineman was written by Jimmy Webb. You know what other song he wrote, among many? He wrote That's All I've Got to Say. Now, if you don't know that song, it's the theme from the film from the 80s, The Last Unicorn. What year was that movie? 80s is the answer. It's a fun movie. You should see it. My wife found it. She read the book. Do you have anything interesting to say about it? You know some cool stuff about it, right? She's working on stuff. She's busy. She's just quit bothering me. So, yeah. Jimmy Webb also wrote the theme to a wonderfully trippy movie. You should check it out after this. You know, after midnight is a good time to watch that movie, I think. What was the guy's name that wrote the book? Peter Bagel. Bagel? Bagel? Not bagel like the pastry. Beagle like the dog. Okay, gotcha. Sorry, Peter Bagel. Yeah. Yeah, anyways, is he just like from here or something? There was something about him that was, I found incredibly interesting and relevant. But I don't know. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. Who needs my brain and the things in it? Not me, that's for sure. What was I saying? Oh, yes. That's all I've got to say. That's the name. Here's Art Garfunkel doing a Jimmy Webb written tune. The movie, The Last Unicorn. I'll say all those things as many times as I can. Go watch the movie.
Time to write a book about the way you act and love.
That's all I've got to say. Theme from The Last Unicorn. I think Jeff Bridges. Was it Jeff Bridges that did the voice of the Prince guy? Yes. She's like, I am trying to write. She's so productive, and I'm over here trying to remember things that don't matter. Anyways, check it out. You should really like tonight, just because it's fun. Go watch. Oh. I feel like I've had such a long day. Where are we? Elvis. That's where we are. But yeah, okay. You remember Art Garfunkel? He used to be in that band called Art and Paul. Art and Paul, the band. Anyways, Paul Simon wrote that Bridge Over Troubled Water song. Great song, great performance. Paul Simon is hard to beat, but it is even more difficult to beat the king himself, Elvis Presley. Here's the live take. Bridge Over Troubled Water. Just the power. Ah! Ah! Ah!
I'm saying
What a powerful performance. What a thing that was. Huh. You remember live performances? Those were cool, huh? Good times. What do we want to do now? It's 11:08. We have burned through the minutes, friends. Let's do Just Because I Wanna. Stars. From the band Hum. Cool tune. Cool tune. Check it.
She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. We'll be right back.
Yeah, 95. 95 was a pretty good year for things, apparently. Let's see, I think, let me put this in here. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this was also 95. If it wasn't, I'm sorry, but we'll call it that. Let's go ahead and listen to this one, because it's fun, and it's good. Here's Pulp, Common People. Maybe, yep.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her tap was loaded. I said, my case of rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. What else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common? See whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. Went to the flagship of the shop. Cut your hair.
Put
Also 95, Robert Bradley's Blackwater Surprise. His one's called Time.
Was I born to die when I was in high school? Out of love with the lady, and you treated me so cool. I was driving Chevy 72. Have a wonderful girl, honey, 20, that will do. I remember Marvin Gaye saying, let's get it on. There was a war, baby, somewhere across the sea. I don't wanna lose my girl, but you were really loving me. I remember Martin Luther King. Lord, he was the man, they gave us.
Metal hit the glass. See, I was playing a show down the road when your spirit left. used to hang.
Gaslight Anthem. If you haven't heard it, Brian Fallon does a pretty cool cover of Once Upon a Time, the song that you heard just before that. As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing that ties these songs together other than they both want to be heard by me. Here's Chuck Reagan, Something May Catch Fire.
Time alone.
Chuck Reagan. Sorry, turned down the wrong thing. Something May Catch Fire. Big voice. Big voice on that fella. Let's see. Okay. Yeah. Let's do the local thing. What do you say? Okay. Letters of Acceptance, Lexington band, released a new single last week called Take All the Time. So check it out right here on Nightlife with Josh Nolan on 104.9 WSKV.
That you need, we'll be here till the end to start all again tomorrow.
Letters of Acceptance, new one. Take all the time that you need. Here's one I played last week. It's new to me. Newer to me than it is to the world, but still new altogether. The Dreaded Laramie, a Lexington / Nashville band. Here's their single, Goggles. Goggles.
Me.
The Dreaded Laramie. And here's another band that's been around for a little while that I've heard of. I've heard people mention, but I finally got around to checking some of it out. Pretty cool, pretty rock and roll. Pretty rock and roll stuff. And a great name, great rock and roll name for a band from around here. Here's the Kudzu Killers with I Won't Drown.
Your reckless heart and childish games stoke my heart and set these flames. Your gypsy heart ran wild and free. I just didn't know it wasn't with me. Shake these chains right off of my chest.